Next on RadioSt.Pete.com, Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field.
Welcome back to another episode of The Lawyer You Know. We are recording this in podcast form on the Peter's Proffer channel, and you are still going to be getting the information that way. We're just kind of putting everything under the banner of The Lawyer You Know. For those of you that don't know, we have a YouTube channel. If you subscribe to that channel already, you're going to be able to watch these podcasts in video form on YouTube, so you can go over there and check it out. If you don't subscribe to that page, head over there, search for The Lawyer You Know, subscribe to our page, like our videos, so you can get the updates of when we post new content on there. But for today, we are going to be talking about how we would fix the law school experience. There are so many problems and so many complaints that lawyers and law students have about the law school experience, and we're going to break down what those problems are and what the three lawyers of our firm would do to fix it. We've got three different generations. My dad went to law school 40 years ago, Pete 20 years ago, me 10 years ago. And we're going to go through what our experience was like and then what we would do to fix it for the future generations. So if you guys like this topic, please subscribe to this podcast channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're coming out with all sorts of content like this about law school, about what it's like being a lawyer, and we're giving you some tips about how a lawyer thinks about different events and what lawyers do in different situations so that you can know your rights and you can know how to properly act out there in the world today. So thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. All right, so we're here recording the podcast, also doing it in video form for our YouTube and podcast channels, and we're going to talk about how we would fix law school. In the intro, I talked about how we've all gone to law school in different generations, basically. Dad 40 years ago, Pete 20 years ago, me 10 years ago. So we all have a bit different law school experience, but to explain to everybody listening and watching, what is law school? What is contained in law school, Dad?
Well, I think law school, the basic premise hasn't changed even from 40 years ago. I think law school is a place where you go. There's an old saying, the first year they scare you to death, the second year they work you to death, and the third year they bore you to death. And the idea is the first year you come in, they teach you how to really work hard, they scare you by how much material and reading they give you, and they make you work hard and have discipline. The second year they teach you the law and how to think like a lawyer. And they give you the cases and teach you how to look at those cases and analyze the cases. And the third year, you're allowed a little more freedom to select the courses you want so you can kind of specialize in the education.
So, Pete, even on a more basic level, when I say what is law school, that's a good in-depth description of law school. But even simpler, you go to college, how long is it? You go to law school, how long is it? Things like that for people that don't know.
Yeah, you have to have an undergraduate degree in order to apply to law school. So once you've got a bachelor's, and it doesn't matter what your bachelor's is in, you can then apply to law school. Presuming you test well and you get accepted to law school you want, it is the 3 years, normally, the 3 years of study that allows you to be able to take the test so you can be a lawyer.
Right. So it's 4 years of undergrad, 3 years of law school, right? And you can go to a different university than where you went to undergrad. You don't have to stay where you are for undergrad. You pick your own law school. You have to apply to it. You have to write essays. You have to take a LSAT, which is a law school SAT. It's a different test, a standardized test to get into law school. It's very difficult to get into law school.
And it's a requirement, too, that you have to graduate from accredited law school to take a bar exam. So any accredited law school anywhere allows you to take a bar exam.
And you have to take a bar exam in the state in which you are going to practice before you can actually practice law. So you get your law degree, that doesn't mean you can practice law.
Well, in some states it does. Montana, it does.
Okay.
You go to a Montana law school, but it's an exception.
So I already checked. None of our subscribers are from Montana. So when you go to law school, you get your law degree, then you can practice law. You can cross the bar, as people say. When you go into a courtroom, you can address a judge. You can stand up and talk, whatever it may be. So that's what law school is generally, okay? And a lot of people want to go to law school. A lot of people have, you know, pipe dreams of law school, think it's so amazing, and it's whatever. Some people hate it. Some people hate lawyers, think they're the scum of the earth, whatever. What we're going to focus on today is the law school experience and what we think is good and bad about that experience and how we would fix the issues that we see. So, Pete, to start out, what are some of the good things about law school?
One of the great things about law school is it teaches you how to think. And I say that, and people always look at me funny, but when you go to law school, they don't actually teach you how to do anything. What they do teach you is how to figure out how to figure out what it is that you want to accomplish and get to that point.
Problem solving.
Yeah, problem solving. That's really what they teach you.
All right, what do you think is good about law school, Dad?
I think that the good thing about law school is it has a more of a general application than people realize. I think it's a 30 or 40% of the CEOs of the top 500 companies, Fortune 500 companies, have law degrees. Because it
tons
helps
of politicians,
you,
yeah. FBI agents, and bankers.
Sure.
And
yeah, it gives you a broad intellectual perspective or academic perspective so that you can do a lot of different things. And it gives you the ability, like Peter just said, you know how to teach yourself to do something. It teaches you how to teach yourself to educate yourself.
So what I love about law school is general studies, like you said. You learn about all different aspects of the law. And when you come out, you can practice in any area of the law. You don't have to specialize like medical school. I think that it's hard. It's difficult. You have to read a lot. You have to put in the hard work. If you want to be successful in law school, you have to set up your schedule. You have to be organized. You learn how to be an adult. You learn how to have a full-time job. You should take it as that when you go in. Not everybody does, but that's how it should be when you go into law school. It forces you to do that if you want to be successful. That is something I think is awesome about law school. I think it's good that it's difficult to get into a good law school. I think that it's a good thing because it should be really competitive. It should be really difficult. In the movie Paper Chase, which I'm sure we'll reference more than once, they said, look to your right, look to your left. Two of you guys aren't going to be here at graduation. It's not necessarily like that anymore.
I was going to say, it's not like that anymore.
But I like the competition of law school. I like that they rank you, most law schools. They give you a class ranking. You know literally what number you are out of 300 students. You are number 23 or whatever it may be. You're competing with your classmates for jobs, for everything. I love that personally. I think that's something that's good about law school. Society may not agree, especially the millennials, which I would technically fall into. But I love that aspect of law school, the competitive side of law school. So now that we know what we like about law school, let's talk about some of the things that we think law school misses the boat on or what's bad about law school.
I think the practice of law has changed, and I think that law school has not adapted itself to the way that the practice changes. So to me, I think law school is still too theoretical. I don't think that there is any specialization, but there should be, because the law has become this enormous beast. Where it used to be, George, you know, 100 years ago, you went to law school, you know, Abraham Lincoln didn't even go to law school, read three books, became a lawyer. That's how it was. Now the law is so dense, there's so much breadth to it that I don't think you can actually become good unless you specialize.
And there's not a ton of general practitioner lawyers that are really skilled in any area. Jack of all trades, master of none, I think rings true.
A real example is when I started law school, or actually when I graduated from law school, the Florida statutes were three books. Right now, the Florida statute, they're not books anymore because they're all digital, but they would fill a wall with the laws they've passed since I started. So in 40 years, the amount of law has grown. And I tell you, what I really don't like, honestly, and I never, even back then, the lack of practical working knowledge. You don't get it in law school. And I think that that's a real negative, and it's becoming more of a negative because law firms now don't want to train people. They want you to come out of law school and be able to hit the ground running, and that's a real failing in law school.
And jobs are so competitive so that I think the students that do have some practical knowledge are so far above and beyond the other students. I think that I have a list of things I hate about law school and I think is bad about law school. And I think that the practical application and not being able to practice law at all when you come out is a big negative. Especially when you're there for 3 years after already going to college, right? It's a lot of time. I hate that they don't teach you anything about law firm management, right? Like, we all want to be our own bosses one day. Everybody wants to be a partner in a law firm. They don't always want to be an associate or a junior partner or whatever. They may want to go out on their own. They may want to become a partner at a big law firm. They don't teach you how to balance the books, look at profits and losses, deal with marketing and advertising, deal with hiring and firing employees, dealing with getting liability insurance or work comp insurance for your law firm.
Even to be more basic than that, they don't teach you how to, you know, manage a trial. They don't teach you how to,
actually,
how to strategize.
But that's actually law stuff. I think in law school, there needs to be an aspect of specific to law firms. How do you run this law firm? What employees do you need?
Well, that's an economics. They should teach you some economics.
Right.
About a law
I agree.
Firm.
Some business stuff, which I think another cool aspect, which Pete did, a really cool aspect of law school, and most law schools have an MBA program where in 4 years or 3.5 years, you can get your law degree, your JD, and your MBA. I think that's awesome. There's also some that have part-time programs that we didn't bring up, so you can have your job at the same time, and usually that takes about 4 years to complete your law degree. So they do have some flexibility in the 3-year full-time schedule.
Well, they do have now. There's a movement going on in law schools to make it 2 years. And the
Well, hold
third
on. We're
going
to get there. We're going to get there. Okay, that's how do we fix it? But more issues with law school. I think what Pete said, without the specialization, I think that can be an issue, even though it can be a benefit too. And we'll talk about how we can kind of do both of those things. The number one thing is the lack of practicality. Number two is the lack of law firm management. Number three is the misinformation. The misinformation about law school is one of the worst things about law school. People are starting to find out now what it's actually like. But just to read some stats. Mm-hmm. Finding a job after law school, right? Within 10 months of graduation, the employment percentages are up in the 90th percentile if you go to a top 50 ranked law school. But if you go to a bottom
Harvard,
law school...
Tell me about these poor guys that are going to school.
There
West
are
King.
Some schools that have in the 20th percentile, 20% of students within 10 months. That's almost a year after you graduate. Only 20% of students have a job.
You know, the bar has sanctioned 2 law schools already.
For lying.
For lying about when they, you come here and, we'll, you know, you're going to have an 80 or 90%
chance of
getting a
job. Because they're counting Starbucks and stuff like
they're
that.
They're doing all
jobs.
That. And they've been sued.
So, and that's the misinformation, is these law schools are pumping out these stats saying, oh yeah, we have 50% of people get jobs. But that's including teachers and nothing against teachers, nothing against Starbucks baristas.
But there's no reason
you don't
to become
go to
a law school,
school
right.
and pay all the money it takes to go to law school so that you can get that job afterwards. Right. So that's a big issue. Next, how much money it actually costs to go to law school. So I looked up some of the stats. And the average cost per year for a public in-state school, which is the cheapest option, meaning you go to a public school in the state that you reside, the average cost per year is $26,264.
Just tuition, right?
Tuition.
Just tuition.
Yes,
not including
just
books
tuition.
And the rest.
Correct.
So 100 grand you've just spent.
78, something like that. But yeah.
Okay.
Public schools, public out-of-state school, meaning I live in Florida, I go to University of Georgia, whatever it may be, because it's higher ranked, maybe I want to go there. The average cost per year is $39,612. And then there's the private school option, like Stetson in our backyard and other schools like that. The average private school costs $43,020 per year. Now, if you notice all those numbers, some of them add up to $75,000, some, you know, $125,000, whatever it may be on a 3-year track. But the average student loan debt is $110,000. And you say, well, that's more than the tuition, but exactly what you guys said. Books, living expenses. Nobody gets a student loan for the exact amount that the tuition is. They always have all their living expenses, books, and things like that.
That's funny, because when I looked it up, it said the average debt. Now, it didn't say student loan, but the average debt coming out of law school was $145,000.
Sure, and that could be including other things outside of the student loans. So as we said, there are things that don't necessarily come into play with tuition, that come into play with student loan debt or whatever it may be when you come out of law school, but it's somewhere between $110,000 and $145,000, we'll say, is the average amount that you come out of law school with. Now, compare that to the average salaries of lawyers that come out of law school. The average salary of a starting lawyer in Florida, and Dad, you said you looked up what the average public school cost in Florida.
The Florida State law school tuition is $21,000. So it's a
state
little bit
of Florida or
state
FSU?
Of Florida. FSU in Florida.
Okay.
It's 21,000. So a little below the national average.
Per year, so it's still 60 something thousand, let's say 100 grand in student loan debt, whatever it may be. The starting salaries in Florida for law students that graduate is somewhere between 50,000 and 80,000 a year. So it'll take you how many years to pay off that student loan debt with interest?
Well, you're going to wind up having to pay. Here's the problem. When, let's just say you get that $50,000, your job is to make the numbers round. You've got taxes that come out of that, you've got to probably eat, you know, pay for a car payment. So at the end of the day, you're paying that, you know, $60,000 or $70,000 over the course of 15 years. You're going to pay twice.
Well, right.
It's also causing another problem in that if you get a job that pays 50, like state attorney's office is an example, you can forbearance, you can put off your payments for 3 years, but at 3 years, you have to start paying. They lose a lot of assistant state attorneys because they cannot afford to stay there because they're not making enough money to pay the student.
Well, they have other options like government jobs after 10 years. They forgive your
debt.
Yeah,
but you still
got to,
you have to make payments for the 10
years. Right. So, okay, so that's the average starting salary. But then if you take it a step further, the average salary for a lawyer in Florida, so they say, and again, this takes all the way the $50,000 ones to the multi-million dollar lawyers and everybody that makes big bucks and small bucks, all the average is $129,000 a year. Just think about that. If people knew this number is going in, I think that would affect how they choose law school, how they take student loan debt, how they work or spend money when they're in law school.
You know, and it's funny because one of the things that always bothered me about law school was there was always in my mind, at least, and it may not be true, a focus on targeting people that are lost. They're smart, they're capable of, you know, processing, you know, material in books, but they don't really know what they want to do with their lives. So they say, hey, go to law school because it'll give you all these options. So they take these people that are lost because they don't know what they want to do. Like, oh, I'll go to law school. So now you've added an extra 3 years of school plus an extra $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year in debt, and they become something that they don't really want to be.
And I bet the same thing's going to happen now. When I went to law school, it was right after the 2010 crash or whatever, and everybody's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Jobs aren't that good. I'll just go to law. Not even I'm just going to be a lawyer. I'll just go to law school, which pushes the kicks the can down the road for 3 more years, and then I'll have this law degree. It'll be easy for me to get a job afterwards. I'm sure that's going to happen now with Corona. Well, people saying the economy sucks. I'll just go to law school for 3 years.
Yeah, that is happening.
Yeah, I'm sure
happening.
It is.
The applications are up, and people are saying, because people are sitting around at their home thinking, gee, I'm doing nothing. You know, what should I do?
And I would say personally, I don't know how you guys feel, I would still advise somebody that it's a good idea to go to law school. I would just say you have to go in with the mindset that you're going to work harder than everybody. You're going to be at the top of the class. You're going to get the best job. Then you can crush it because there are lawyers making tons of money. But if you're just planning on kicking the can down the road or going to see what it's like or go party in law school, you lose in the end. You end up with less money than if you just go get a normal job out of college.
And we should probably say, you know, the law is still a great career. And,
yeah,
and it's a
wonderful
path.
It can be awesome. It can be a lot of fun. How many lawyers you know that hate their jobs, though?
A lot. But the problem is, for example, we don't hate our jobs.
Right.
We love our jobs, but we picked this path. And a lot of people, I think, today don't really pick this because they don't really know what it is, but they've seen enough TV to know, hey, they wear fancy suits, drive nice cars, they must be making money. I want to do that too.
I've got the opposite. I hated law school,
really?
But I love being a lawyer.
Well, that's we're not talking about.
Well, yeah,
I love being a lawyer.
I loved law school, but we're talking about specifically being a lawyer. Like a lot of lawyers, and it's like a joke where they say, oh, don't go to law school if you want to do anything good with your life, or it's a waste of time and money to go to law school. And I would say, yeah, if you're not going to work hard, it is. You come out with a negative. The last two complaints that are major that I saw, you know, when I was doing research for this that I didn't necessarily think is that law school is too long and too boring.
Too long is one of the fixes. When you get to the fixes,
yeah.
The too long is a lot of people are talking about fixing it.
Oh, it's boring, and frankly, well, I guess
there
we'll
are
talk
boring
about
classes, but yeah. So let's transition.
All
okay,
right.
So we've gone through the problems. Let's transition into now the point of the podcast. What are some of the ways we think we can fix law school? And I'll let Dad start. Okay. He's already mentioned his 2 years plus kind of plan. So what is the kind of what you think would help fix law school?
Well, one is make it a 2 year program, and the third year is your practical knowledge. You know, go out and do an externship. Go out and work in a law firm. Get credit for it. And that be your third year so that when you graduate law school, you have practical experience, you're worth something, you know what you're doing, and you can go out there and do it. So that's one aspect. The other is combine law school with another discipline. For instance, you had the MBA. Well, when you do that MBA, instead of being a four-year program, let's do it a three-year program. 2 years of law school, 1 year to get your MBA, so you've got that additional discipline when you get out, and you've got something extra. I don't think law school needs to be in the classroom 3 years.
I think I'm with you. And to share with what you said, my experience is probably the most dynamic amongst the three of us. I went to law school in Ohio. I finished law school in Florida because I wanted to be here. I found you, George, by chance and just started working your office just to gain experience because I didn't know anyone or anything about
But you offered to work for free. I think
in fact,
we should do
that. I did work for free because I didn't...
I never made you work for free. I just paid you minimum wage.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but the point is, I never looked at...
The minimum wage back then
was like $5 an hour.
I was really generous.
But the truth is, I didn't want the job to make a salary. I wanted a job to learn how to do the business of lawyering. And, you know, 20 years later, here we are together. But I think I learned how to become a lawyer because I had you, who had 25 years of experience at the time, to guide me through. So I didn't have to learn everything the hard way. And that is the worst way to learn how to be a lawyer.
So my major fix for law school would be, and I've thought about this a lot, would be the first year of general studies, hard classes, scare you to death, like you said, make it difficult, teach people how to think like lawyers, the Socratic method, difficult classes, lots of reading, whatever it may be, the hard exams that you have to sit there and labor over. I think that's great. I think that's a great intro to law school. Then I would say potentially do that for two or three semesters. Let's say three semesters you take classes. Then at that point, you do an externship, you get a job, maybe you force them to do it in at least two different practice areas, whatever it may be, that you can kind of figure out what being a lawyer is like, watching lawyers, studying lawyers, assisting lawyers, figuring out what it's like, maybe one or two different practice areas so you have kind of a well-rounded base. We always talk about, you know, if we were going to hire another lawyer, it'd be kind of cool if they had an experience in a different area of law than we do, you know, whatever it may be. That's always beneficial, and that's always good. What somebody can bring to the table is kind of a different experience. So you do that for two semesters, and then you come back to school and you do more lectures or classes on specific areas of law. So let's say if I went out and I did personal injury and criminal defense externships, if I figured out which one I like better, when I come back, I can do specific classes that are upper level classes on those areas. I can do trial practice, I can do mock trial, I can do moot court, whatever it may be. Because I remember my third year, I was taking classes like business mergers and acquisitions.
Sports law. Your third year.
I took this stuff because I had to fill the time slot.
Sure.
I had to get the credit.
To you, was an end, a means to an end.
We had to pay more money to Florida State University College of Law. You know, it's just like those classes didn't matter. I knew they weren't going to matter. There were some that I liked, some that I didn't, but you just had to do it. That's the part we should eliminate from law school. I think it would be cool if they partnered with private firms who could get cheap labor. And you can pay these interns or externs or, you know, these law students while they're still in law school, which can help them then pay for law school, pay down their student loan debt, even if it's minimum wage. Just give them something like residents make as doctors.
Right.
You know, give them something, some small amount that can help chip away at that huge student loan debt. And this also gives so many more opportunities to students that may not be number one in their class to show they can do a good job at these firms. It can open up opportunities, not just like when I was in school. I did an externship at the state attorney's office in law school, exactly what we're talking about, got a lot of practical experience, tried 15 cases as a state attorney while I was still in law school. Awesome experience. But I had to still pay for those credits. I had to pay Florida State. I had to give the state free labor. Nobody had to pay anything. I don't know why the system has to be like that.
The American Bar Association dictates the system is that way.
Sure, I agree.
The ABA makes all these rules.
I'm saying all of this would have to change. It's not like somebody could snap their fingers
fundamental
and this
change
could change.
In the process.
But
wow.
I think that this makes more sense. Give people the opportunity to make some money, chip away at their student loan debt, not have to pay for those two semesters that they're working, which would significantly, I mean, it would reduce the amount by $26,000, $39,000, $43,000, an entire year you'd reduce the amount. Now, the cons of this are law schools make less money, you need less professors, and professors make less money. While that is sad, and I love my law school professors, the point of law school is to make lawyers and is the law students, not the law professors, not to provide a job for them.
Do we not have 12 law schools in the state of Florida now?
We have way too many.
It's insane.
And a lot of them are private and so expensive and putting out horrible bar passage rate and horrible employment rates.
One of the things that, just another theory that's gone on that is going to gain traction, I think. As Peter mentioned, years ago, you didn't have to go to law school. You actually worked for a lawyer for so long and you read for the bar.
Right.
Then about 100 years ago, when they started law schools, they developed this case law study method of law school where you go in, you study the appellate cases and you one after the other to see what appellate courts decided. Harvard Business School used to follow that in the business school. They changed to now do case studies. In other words, they give you a business And they put you through developing that business and watching the business grow. They're saying that law schools should start doing that. Give them a legal problem. Have them have hypothetical clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And work that case all the way through the courts, through a trial, so that they learn the practical aspects of getting through a case as opposed to doing it at the end and reading it backwards. You start at the front end of a case and work it all the way through.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can't tell you how much I learned the first car accident case I took from beginning to trial. Like, you learn an infinite amount of information.
The things that they don't even consider teaching in law school, like, let's make a proposal for settlement, those terms don't even come up until you're actually in the practice.
Right. And there's just so much that you don't learn, but you see it. Our law clerks, our interns, they see it when they're here. They see the proposal for settlement. We'll have them draft a medical summary so they see what the good and the bad is of a treatment. They see what the good and the bad is of a medical summary, and they're able to see how we actually use that in a case. That's knowledge that you just don't get in law school. Dershowitz and some other lawyers have come up with 2 years plus plans, kind of, Dad, what you talked about, where you go to law school for only 2 years, then you work outside the law school for someone, externship, internship, a law clerkship with a firm, then you come back and you get some seminars from law professors that tell you certain things. I also think they should wrap bar prep in with law school. There's no reason it should take extra time. You should be able to do that within the 3 years. That's a whole other podcast on how to fix the bar
and
the bar
expense.
Prep. Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly why, because Kaplan and Barbary all get together with the law schools and they pitch to us and we spend more money to prep for
also
bar.
Remember, you, because of Florida's special rules, when you were a third-year student, you got to try cases like you talked about. That rule doesn't apply to private law firms that hire lawyers to do work. You have to work for the state attorney's office, all the public defender.
Revamped.
Changes across the board from the ABA, from all the law schools, from all the accreditation, from all the states. But I think it needs to be done. I mean, I think a law school needs to be overhauled. I think it's too long. I think it's too impractical.
And too expensive.
And it's too expensive. But I think the long and the expense kind of go hand in hand. If it was $25,000 a year, only 2 years, that's $50,000. You can make that work with the salaries we're talking about for average lawyers once you get out, once you start to build your career, especially the experience that you're going to be getting.
Because you understand it, in Europe, for example, there is no law school. You go to law school, it's your undergraduate. Whatever your four-year degree is, as opposed to being business, it's law, and that's how you become an attorney.
Oh, yeah, we can't fix the college system. Let's leave that to the politicians.
But you know what
is wrong with the undergrad?
The medical profession's got this thing figured out. From soup to nuts, from a technician all the way up to the surgeon, everybody knows their own job and can function independently of each other. A nurse knows how to give an injection. A doctor gives an order and walks away, and the nurse does whatever the nurse does.
There's positives and negatives,
though. But that doesn't work in law.
Well, you know what you missed on that? What medical schools are doing is they're cutting out a year of college. Medical schools have been doing programs now.
Yeah, the fast
track. Where the fast track, where you don't have to graduate from college in 4 years. You take 3 years of college, and then, zoom, you go into medical school.
And you go to school, and then you do your residency, where you actually go to the hospital and learn how to, I don't know.
It's almost too specialized, though. Like, when a cardiothoracic surgeon can't then go be a cardiologist later, you're stuck on that track, and you've got to choose pretty easily. Which, again, I think some real-world experience in law school and internships and law clerkships can help you make that decision on what you want to specialize in. Right now, nobody knows what they want to do after law school. They just look at how much money they can
make. And a lot of people they pick whatever they can get a job in.
Right.
And
or
they
how
hate
much
it.
Money. Yeah,
and
exactly. And then they end up hating it. So I don't think we solved the world's problems, but hopefully you guys enjoyed the discussion on what we think is wrong with law school, what we liked about it, and how we would change it. Let us know in the comments or send us an email or post on our social media what you think about our ideas, if you'd be more or less interested in the type of law school that we described. And we're going to keep pushing forward and see what we can do to make changes to make law school better for the prospective lawyers and the lawyers of the next generation. As always, thanks for listening. Feel free to subscribe to our channel, leave any comments of any topics you'd want to hear about, and we'll be back with you guys next time.
You've been listening to Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tracos. The experienced lawyers at Tracos, Sartes & Tracos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field. Find out more at tragoslaw.com.